Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. But Paul, breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven shone around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you persecute. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. God spoke really loud to get Saul's attention. And that reminds us of God's love, that he has done so much to reach the people he loves. It reminds us of his power, that he can do anything to get our attention. It reminds us of the way he leads his church, that he handpicked a leader and trained him up to spread the gospel. But it also tells us that Saul needed God to do a whole lot to get his attention. He was knocked to the ground. He was blinded. There were witnesses who were speechless. He didn't eat or drink for 3 days. How much does God have to do in our lives before we will give him our attention? Saul didn't know the voice of Christ. That's why he asked, "Who is this?" But he learned the voice of Christ. From then on, as he served God, he never had to be blinded again. God never had to do those type of things to get his attention, because his attention was tuned to God. If God wants to do big things in my life to get my attention, I want him to do those things. But I also want to listen when he does smaller things. I don't want to be so tuned out to God that he has to do a whole lot in order for me to pay attention. One reason is that I don't really want to be blinded. We see in Saul's experience, and we see in many others' story, that God sometimes uses really difficult things to get our attention. But beyond that, I want to hear his voice. I don't want to miss what he's telling me and how he's leading me and the encouragement he has for me. Think about where you're at with the Lord. What is hindering you from hearing the voice of God? What could you do in order to hear his voice more clearly? What could you surrender to the Lord so that God wouldn't have to scream to get your attention?
Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.